Another top story that we followed this week, and Sonia's board of aldermen wants to look at the possibility of misuse of public funds. In fact, the board voted Wednesday night to hire an outside law firm to investigate allegations against former city officials. Joining us now to talk more about this is Ansonia Mayor Frank Tishka. And Mayor Tishka, welcome back to the show. How are you?
I'm good, Melissa. How are you?
I'm good.
Everything's going well.
Yeah, I'm glad to have you here. This was obviously somewhat of a shock, I would say, and I think I'm saying that lightly. But tell us a little bit about what led to your call for the Board of Aldermen to consider this investigation and where we're at now.
Well, as I said before, over the past several weeks, we uncovered some information pursuant to compliance with an FOI. And as well as reports from citizens suggesting some improprieties with city funds and spending. And there were a couple of situations, more than a couple, that, really on the face of it don't look like they were related to city expenses. So I'm not a lawyer. I'm not going to try to judge or determine what's what. So I got a hold of Corporation Counsel and said, what do we do with this? And their immediate response was, well, you stay out of it. This is a matter where, you're protecting the public and you have to make sure that the funds are used for the right reasons. So for that reason, we hired a third party, Mr. Crumby and his group, and they're going to investigate some of the findings. They're going to investigate further. Let's put it that way. But we know there are some questionable things that happen. I can't go into detail. I don't want to jeopardize anything. Everyone's innocent until proven guilty. But like I said, if you see something, you have to say something. I'm here. I ran on fiscal responsibility when I came in to office. We're over $10 million in debt. Some things weren't reported, and as far as our debt. And I also ran on an honest and ethical government, which I am doing. And I also try to treat people with respect. So that's my platform, and that's really what's going on. I asked for permission to hire Andrew Crumby, who is a well-known attorney, white-collar attorney. So that's he'll be doing the investigation.
And again, I'm glad that you brought that up, Mayor Tishka, because I was going to actually bring that up at some point during the conversation, that it's no coincidence that is the same law firm that is currently investigating former New Britain Mayor Aaron Stewart for allegations of similar issue, misspending, misuse of a city credit card. Is that by coincidence, or did you guys vet other law firms? Not to say that there's not a good reputation here, but is that just by coincidence?
We did vet another law firm, but this was totally out of my hands, so I can't really comment. It was suggested to me that we go with Mr. Crumby, and I said, fine. I didn't know he was the one until I did a little research on him as to his connection with the previous mayor in Bristol, I believe it was, right? Who was running for governor. So.
The New Britain. Yeah, in New Britain. Yep,
New
Aaron
Britain.
Stewart.
There you go.
So, yep, that's okay.
Sorry, I blew that one.
No, that's okay. No. Listen, you're in charge of Ansonia. It's all good. And so I know you can't obviously disclose how much money, but take me back a quick second there, Mayor Tishka. You said it was people, like residents, who kind of brought this to you. Like, what led you to want to do an FOI request?
It wasn't me. It was actually the Valley Independent Sentinel.
Oh, okay.
Requested the FOI. And, I had my staff, I had a person on my staff starting pulling records. And it's very difficult to pull the records. They're not readily available. So when he pulled the records, we saw a couple of things that were, I would say, interesting. And I'm a former police commissioner. The last thing I want to do is accuse anybody or jeopardize an investigation. So my immediate response was, well, let me talk to the attorneys, because this is not this doesn't look good to me, you know, as the chief executive officer. This, if you see something, you have to say something. And that's what I did. I turned it over to the attorneys. And they're basically the ones that recommended the Crumby Law Firm. I stayed out of that one.
So okay.
I know they didn't just look at the Crumby Law Firm.
Okay. And so, and I totally agree. Here's the thing, Mayor Tishka, if there are questions I ask you and you can't answer them because it will jeopardize the investigation, I absolutely respect it. I'm going to ask you a couple questions, so we'll see where this goes. And again, we've got Ansonia Mayor Frank Tishka here. As you know, this week he had asked the Board of Aldermen to consider investing in an investigation looking at there's a couple of things in here, Mayor Tishka. I'm going to start with asking. You're looking at potential irregularities when it comes to several things: city credit cards, city vehicles, even city hall that could break local and state laws. Can you give us a sense of what you mean by that? I can understand the city credit cards because we've seen that far too many times in the news, but what do you mean city vehicles? What do you mean even city hall? That one was probably the most surprising.
You know, city vehicles are supposed to be used by Ansonia employees that work for the city, not for nieces, nephews, cousins, extensions of the family. So it was reported that that might have occurred. I don't know anything about it. So I really can't comment, but that was reported. So that'll be investigated. As far as City Hall, there's an allegation that some employees might have been working on a campaign during working hours. And again, I don't know anything about that. That's the allegation. So that has to be investigated. And other than that, Lewis, I really don't have much else I can say. Because I don't know. I really don't know.
Mm-hmm. No, and I appreciate your candidness on this one, Mayor Tishka, because I know, again, this is very early on in the investigation. And I appreciate the clarity, because I do think when you see this, again, my big to-do on this show is to make sure that we take a breath and we watch how this all unfolds. And so I can respect and appreciate that this is a lot of this is under wraps until we get more information. That's why there's an investigation. Can you comment or tell us, is this directly the former mayor that is being looked into? Is this Mayor Cassetti? Does this go beyond him? Does it even involve him?
It's the previous administration. That's a pretty broad stroke, don't you think? We have to look at how money was used, credit cards for city employees. How was it spent? Was it used for city purposes? Was it used for personal purposes, such as I guess Mrs. Stewart or whatever her name was, you know, was that kind of stuff going on? You know, the city, when I came into office, the first day I had to sign a check for $695,000, Melissa, for a loan that wasn't even in the city budget that the mayor didn't tell the people about. He borrowed $37 million and didn't budget for that. So, you know, what's going on? And then that loan went through the Board of Aldermen, but it never went to the people of Ansonia for referendum. So most of the people in Ansonia, including myself, you know, I'm a normal citizen. I just took office, didn't know about this $37 million loan. So, you know, I promise fiscal responsibility, and I am being fiscally responsible. If I hear something go on, I have a responsibility, a fiduciary responsibility to protect the citizens of Ansonia, and I'm going to do that. But at all costs, I am going to, well, not at all costs, but you know, as much as possible, I am going to do that. So I need to know what happened with the $41 million from the Water Pollution Control Authority. We were in debt, and you know what happened. So. We know where some of that money went, but we don't know the whole story and everything. So it's clear as mud as far as I'm concerned. As pretty murky water.
We are talking to Ansonia Mayor Frank Tishka. And earlier this week, the Ansonia Board of Aldermen voted to retain the Crumby Law Firm to run an investigation looking at the possibility of misuse of public funds. Mayor Tishka, I really don't mean to beat a dead horse. The only reason I was asking if it was Mayor Cassetti that's being looked into or other people in the administration is because when you look at New Britain, for example, and again, coincidentally, the Crumby Law Firm is also looking into former Mayor Aaron Stewart right now. But before that report came out, it was about a month prior, give or take, that it was the former tax collector who was also part of her administration that was fired from her job because of improper filing and how they handled money and all of that. So she was actually never, there were no implications that Aaron Stewart had done anything wrong a month prior to another investigation that showed that she could have potentially done something wrong. So that's why I wanted that clarity. Are we looking at Mayor Cassetti or are we looking at him and other people? Is he even one person being looked at?
Well, like I said, Melissa, it's the entire administration. He was the mayor. So, of course, if that's the prior administration, he's part of that. I don't know what else to say. I'm going to be looking at what happened and make some decisions on some people that currently work here if they should stay on based on this investigation. That's all I can tell you.
I don't know
any facts yet, but when it comes out, I'll make some strong decisions. I have to protect the people of Ansonia, and I have to send a message that, we have integrity and we're transparent. We're not going to put up with theft of services or taking money from the pockets of Ansonia taxpayers. I'm not going to put up with it.
And I think Ansonia residents appreciate that. I think anybody who lives in a town or city knowing that their money is being protected or at least explained where the money goes, they're going to appreciate it. As you could imagine, I did see in other news reports, Mayor Cassetti saying, basically like, bring it on. That's fine. You can look through it. I didn't do anything wrong. And I guess we'll see.
You know what, Melissa?
Oh, sure.
I hope he's right. Okay, there's a lot of allegations. There's a lot of questionable expenses. I hope he's right because this is disgusting. I hate to have to drag Ansonia into this, but when you see something wrong, you have to elevate it. And you have to do the right things, and it's terrible that the people of Ansonia have to deal with this. It's terrible that I have to bring this up. It's terrible that I have to put it out there. And I'm not happy doing it, but it's my responsibility to protect the city. So it's all the above.
Mm-hmm. No, and I appreciate that. My last question, Mayor Tishka, to the point of bringing up Mayor Cassetti's comments, he said he wants to investigate how much it will be for this investigation. And again, I just have to ask that, which is how much is this going to cost to investigate, which I think is valid. If we're talking about, again, we're not talking about just a credit card. This investigation is looking at credit cards and vehicles and, fuel and City Hall. I mean, so there's a lot. There's a lot that's being unpacked right now. And quite frankly, if I can just speak sort of on my platform for a hot second, we have seen misspending at the state level. From colleges to lawmakers to nonprofits to how municipal governments are being run. So I think it is incredibly valid that anybody wants to have an investigation into misspending from both sides. I think it should be done and I think people should be open to it because you would hope that it can reveal if there are irregularities, we caught it and we're fixing it and we're holding people accountable. That said, though, how much is it for Ansonia residents to pay for this investigation? Are they paying for it?
Well, right now, I want to start with this. When I was elected, I was asked to do a forensic audit. And I was told it would cost several hundred thousand dollars. And we needed to know forensic audit because the city was $11 million in debt after a $41 million sale. And I hired a professional finance person to help me sort that out. And I determined that it wasn't cost effective. We really didn't have anything. We just needed to find out exactly what was going on with the finances. And we did find out there was a lot of bad bad decisions, a lot of unethical decisions that were made. I'm not a lawyer, so I won't call them illegal decisions, but very poor fiscal management. So I stopped that. In the latter case, I don't know how much it's going to cost. We're finding things wrong, and I cannot, in good conscience, let things go if the people are getting taken advantage. For how long, I don't know. For how much, I don't know. There's a lot of allegations going around. There's going to be interviews. I don't know what's going to cost. We haven't talked to Crumby Law Firm yet. I think we're going to be talking to them today. But we'll get all that. And I just don't think it's a bad use of city finances, especially if there's a criminal activity going on. And we could get a lot of that money back, especially for lawyers' fees and money lost to the city. Again, I'm not a lawyer, but I believe that's the case.
Okay, well, Mayor Tishka, you've been very transparent with my team. And so if you could let us know what that is going to potentially cost once you find out after talking to them, we would so appreciate it. In the meantime, I do appreciate you coming on the show to talk about this investigation and what happened this week. And so we'll keep a close eye on it. And again, I appreciate you giving us the time here on WICC. Thank you so much.